Satan is alive and well and living in Washington, D.C. And his seat is at the U.S. Treasury, for that's where all the sanctions against Russia originate. Jacob Lew and David Cohen, both Jews, are stirring the witch's brew.
Sanctions are doing what sanctions can do. They're affecting the Russian economy.
The president signed a new executive order. In the executive order, there was an illustrative list of sectors that we could target, including energy.
Stop there. Two Jews hate Christian Russia, but it's our energy that suffers. Did you know that Exxon signed a deal with Russia to drill for oil in the Arctic? But in last week's new round of sanctions, Lew and Cohen put the brakes on the deal. Exxon needs the crude, and America needs the energy. But Lew and Cohen want to destroy Russia at any cost. They serve the great Sanhedrin that supersedes national concerns. And don't be fooled that corporatocracy rules. If it did, Exxon would still be drilling. It's a Jewish war on Holy Russia. America's just a bat in the hands of the Jews. Ukraine's another bat. Jews don't want peace. Ukraine's a failed state that's fuel for the fire stoking Jewish hatred of Russia. Why all this hate? There's a revival of the Orthodox Church in Russia, and it threatens Jewish plan for the coming of the Antichrist. He's their man, and the Orthodox Church is his enemy. Do you want to know what's happening now? Go to the end and work your way back. Last July, when the New York Times saw 30,000 Russians marching in procession with the Patriarch in memory of St. Sergius, it reported that Putin was politicizing the saint. But Putin's doing what Jewry fears, creating community through church life and historical memory.
Народ определил высокую миссию Сергия Радонежского. Его мудрое и твердое слово наставника было духовной опорой, поддержкой в тяжелый период иноземного нашествия и внутренних раздоров. Именно тогда прозвучали его пророческие слова: «Любовью и единением спасемся». И этот призыв, наполненный непоколебимой верой, послужил объединению русских земель, навсегда вошел в душу нашего народа, в нашу историческую память.
But America's national psyche is in tatters. Irreligion has made individualism king in its throne totalitarian Jewish rule. Holy Russia is in Jewry's crosshairs. There is a war. It's a battle for the hearts of men.